Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you
feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Cathal O'Sullivan is with me in studio today to bring us some good news. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Andrea. How are you?
I'm not too bad at all, actually. I have to be honest with you, I was quite surprised to hear this story today that Ireland is one of the best places to retire.
Yeah, well, Forbes, the magazine in the US, has named Ireland as one of their countries in this long list, I suppose. They have a bit of a... There's 12 European countries in it, but there's 96 countries total. But Ireland is kind of up there near the top as one of the best countries in the world to retire to. So obviously, Forbes are a US magazine, so they're catering to a US kind of audience who want to... I suppose who want to, like, retire to a place that is in America. And like that, it comes down to things like cost of living, healthcare, climate risks is one that I was shocked by, because obviously there's places like the likes of Indonesia and stuff like that in the parts of Asia that I suppose will have that risk. But also it's kind of the ease of settling down here and the likes of, you look to the west of Ireland, Kerry,
golf
Dublin.
Courses. This is it.
Golf courses and retirement homes. But yes, Ireland comes in. So Forbes writes that the lush European island with English speakers is very convenient for US people. But also it comes in that I suppose cost of living is roughly equal to the US average. And then the healthcare is good, especially even better with private insurance. And gaining the right to stay, which can be difficult for a lot of Americans, I suppose, with visa and whatnot. Not in green cards is doable, but it's expensive. But you look to America, where there's a lot of Irish people living there for a very long time, and I've obviously gone on to have kids and different things like that.
Yeah, build a life there.
So they have, I suppose, grandchildren, and then they become older people. And now they have the opportunity to, I suppose, get that passport if their parents
there are. There was me thinking the south of France is where I'd want to go, but
well,
here at home is one of the best places.
The likes of Mauritius, Vietnam, Portugal, France and Greece all come in the top list as well. I know I'd be heading to somewhere like the Canary Islands or something like that, Andrea, because...
Well, maybe now you'll stay put.
Yeah, well, you know what? The sun that we've had at the moment,
well, look, that's it.
It couldn't be that bad for a couple of US people coming over here.
Right, from the Forbes magazine survey telling us that Ireland is named in the one of the top places in the world to retire to this.
Under the sea, under the sea, darling, it's better down where it's wetter, take it from me.
Andrea, I am from Laois, as many people know, which is a double landlocked county. So we're the only county that doesn't touch a county that doesn't touch the sea. So it's the only one in Ireland. But did you know that getting into the sea or living by the sea is actually good for your mental well-being and your kind of health?
I'd well believe it.
Well, I suppose being from Donegal,
I'm literally about a 7-minute drive from Rosnaila Beach.
Yeah, this is it.
And we spent our entire childhood down there.
Yeah,
amazing.
So
I love going there when I'm home.
I know, and it's just, it puts a smile on your face. I myself went to Port Marnock yesterday and got in the water, and I was walking down there and the wind was blowing and I was like, it's going to be cold. And it was roasting in the water. And I kept telling everyone that came past, they were like, is it cold? I was like, it's fine once you're in.
Yeah,
it's fine once
you're in.
It's
always the way, isn't
it? But according to the University of Exeter, research out from them this week, living near the coast or being, I suppose, submerged in the sea is better for your mental well-being. It comes under kind of a study that they call blue spaces. So it's not only seas, it's lakes, rivers, all that. And it comes down to, I suppose, being near the sea, it doesn't magically eliminate the health inequalities, but it kind of, there's a particular pattern that helps kind of, I suppose, your psychological benefits and like restorative when it comes to just your everyday well-being. Looking out at the sea, you don't generally have to be right beside it, but if you can see it, number one, but if you can be in it as well. Would you be a sea swimmer?
Not so much now.
Yeah.
No.
And you know what? It's not for everyone. I don't always, like, any chance I get.
I want to kind of get back into it, though.
But it's not jumping off big piers in Black Rock and Galway. It's going down, dipping the toes in and just being, like,
enjoying.
We have so much. I wrote a couple down. We've the likes of Port Marnock here in Dublin, Sea Point, Bull Island, 40 Foot. But I also wrote Rosnaila because I was like, I know she's going to say it. I was like, come on.
It'll just to humour me, basically.
The likes of Tullin Strand as well.
Yeah, if you're thinking of dipping your toe in the water somewhere across the country this afternoon, know that it is good for your mental health and your well-being as well. Now, this is back.
In her eyes ever dawning, that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee.
I will be rolled out on every station.
You're a big fan of this.
Every station in this building next Monday when the Roastery rolls around again. I think it is just one of those things that gets a lot of hatred because it's kind of the lovely girls competition, and it's become so much more in my eyes. It's become one of those competitions where the Roastery, I suppose, shows off the women of the country and I suppose people who have Irish ancestry around the world, and I suppose are showing off what we have in this country, but it's also a bit of crack. It's like you kind of don't have to lead into the any seriousness. There's no like. There's
are
no
you
hatred.
A big fan of the yeah. The performance? You know,
I
the
love
kind of
the night. Yeah, like this is so. I had a dream the other night about the Roastery because I knew it was coming back, and I was like, that just shows how much I enjoy it. But it's one of those things that I think brings everyone together. It's like appointment television, but it really shows off, I suppose, the people of, or the women of this country, number yeah. one, but also their families. You hear stories like the likes of the Cork Rose this year. Lexi Lennon is raising awareness about strokes because after losing her mother and her grandmother, and she's only 19, like she's going on to a stage where she'll like have hundreds of thousands of people watching her all around the country. The Tipperary Rose, Fiona Kennedy, is speaking about having living with arthritis since 14. And finally, the Westmead Rose, Caoimhle Ní Chulainn, is advocating for people experiencing with alopecia, living with alopecia. And like that can be very hard for a yeah. woman to lose her hair. And also the Dublin Rose right here in Dublin City is Suad Moog, who is from Sligo originally, but has, I think, is Somalian descent. And she's received so much hatred online recently about, I suppose, wearing what is like a headpiece going into the Roastery and different things like that. But she said the amount of positivity that has come out of being in the Roastery has outweighed that. And I just love the whole, the spectacle, the festival. I'd love to be down there and just enjoying all the crack because that's what it is.
Absolutely. Well, from that festival to this. Shake your feathers and pop your feet. Shake it to the west and to the east. Wave your hands and your feet. Wave them in the air to the turkey feet. Ireland, I do the quack. Ireland, I do the quack. Ireland, I do the quack. To the foggy feet.
I never thought I'd have the opportunity in my life to see Dustin the Turkey perform.
Why on earth would you want the opportunity to see that? What's he doing?
I think it's a bucket list thing. So Dustin the Turkey, for those of you who don't know, is returning to Electric Picnic. I think he's been there before. He's definitely not been there in a very long time.
I love
time.
EP, but not Dustin.
Well, do you know what?
Do you know what's going to, you know what's going to, there'll be a huge, the huge crowd.
The tent is going to be full. Yeah, he's performing at Fishtown, which is obviously Jerry Fish's kind of circus spectacular that's been there for the past 5 years. But Dustin the Turkey, like when I saw the press release coming this morning of whoever was going to be on it, likes of Shobzy, kind of Kellyanne Byrne, I was like, oh yeah, the usuals, like the ones who like are generally at Fishtown, and then Dustin the Turkey, and it stopped me in my tracks. I was like, there's going to be an absolutely massive crowd there. Like Electric Picnic is one of my favourite like weekends of the year. It's Leash, yeah. It's everything about me, but seeing Dustin the Turkey, I will.
And you'll go.
Absolutely, Andrea.
And is he singing like?
I assume he's going to do the
aside likes from the Eurovision song.
I assume he'll do a bit of kind of comedy and maybe throw in a few songs. Like the likeliness of him singing the Green and Red of Mayo is probably up there as well.
Can you imagine
stage.
How many times we're going to hear that over
oh,
the weekend?
And you know what? The Saw Doctors are playing the main stage. It's going to be absolutely incredible.
I saw some of the late additions. Amble.
Yes, Amble. Van Morrison. Yeah. Like Brown Eyed Girl is another tune that I've like wanted to see live for my whole life. But like the likes of C-Mat as well, Lewis Capaldi. We have a great lineup this year and hopefully the weather stays fine.
I just spotted on the EP website earlier this morning the Theatre of Food. It's kind of a, apparently it's described as a slice of pure foodie heaven.
Yeah, and it's one of those things like even down at
that's up my street.
Now, not so long ago, like the food was obviously got a lot of flack for being priced very high. But look, it's you're at a festival.
You're at a festival.
You have to enjoy it. Like
all together now, every other festival.
It's one of those things. I'll be down there enjoying the little bit of food as well.
Absolutely. Well, that is something I want to get more information. Finally.
If there is any kind of that television style where it's just pure like rubbish that you love.
Trash TV.
Trash
is this
TV.
Some reality TV show?
This is a new reality.
Go on.
It's called Netflix Will You Marry Me? So think Big Brother and think Married at First Sight and put them together. So like both, like Big Brother obviously had its day in the sun and has come back since. Yeah. And Married at First Sight is really, really popular. So they're kind of, it's kind of putting the
two
of them.
So is it an Irish version?
Well, it's going to be available on Netflix.
Yeah, but it's not Irish contestants.
No, it's not Irish contestants. But basically one man is going to be put into like a Big Brother style house with 12 female contestants. And it's going to kind of be a live, so it's one of Netflix's trial live.
So it's like
episodes.
Extreme Love Island.
Yeah, so you can watch it live. You won't be able to vote if you're watching it. And so it's like people are voting to keep these women in to marry this man after the week or after the couple of weeks. It's mental. But
and are they actually getting married?
No, like that. In Married at First Sight, they don't actually get married. They have a wedding ceremony and they have like, they live together for a couple of weeks after.
It's a bit like getting married at EP at the...
This is it, in the church, the which I've chapel. Done plenty of times. And yeah, plenty of women as well, which is not exactly up my street. But yeah, I think it's one of those trash rubbish TV that we're all going to be hooked to.
We'll all be talking
yeah,
about it.
Absolutely, yeah,
why wouldn't we? Listen, loads of good news out there this week as well. Carlo Sullivan, thanks a million for popping into us here on Lunchtime Live today. Email if you want to get in touch with us, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com or 087-1400-106. That is the WhatsApp number.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on Newstalk. Conversation that counts.